Sometimes my granddaddy's was off from the barn. Ours was mostly right adjoining the barn, and it was a little smaller. It was a small room. Mm-hmm. It wasn't very big, the corn crib. Of course, kids had a lot of fun in the corn crib, throwing corn at each other. But usually you got your corn sheller too, and you had to turn it by hand. Everybody had to take turns of shelling corn for the animals.
What about a place for grain?
Corn is about the only thing. I guess that's what you're speaking of, that we worried about.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
No, I've heard of a grist mill. My granddad had a grist mill, mm-hmm. which that's where we carried our corn to get our meal and what have you. And that was just to save money, mm-hmm. keep having to come to town by. We only came to town maybe once a month, sometimes longer. Maybe it was 3 months before we'd ever even come to town.
You didn't need to get anything from town?
Oh, no. Everything was bought, and we'll say sugar, except in the early 40s, I can remember in-house some tokens, and a little thing that shows you where you were only allowed 5 pounds at one time of sugar for canning, mm-hmm. if you know what that means. I got a little pouch that's got stuff like that in it. And each one of the kids, during the ration, got a book of stamps. I still have my book of stamps. Believe it or not, that was in 41 then. Uh-huh. And cigarettes was 10 cents a pack. Back in 40, same year I was born in. Milk was 10 cents, and I'm sure it was a gallon jug of milk if you didn't have a cow, or if your cow went dry. At that time, you would pay a dime. And most all your little country stores, you had a little charge account, and your grocery bill was very small. And your gas was must have been real cheap. To fill your car up, run anywhere from 60 to 90 cents to get a tank of gas.
That's incredible. Did you ever hear of the place where you turn the animals out to graze nowadays would be a...
Other than we just call them the field.
Uh-huh. Or a fenced in place would be a...
Would still be our field.
Do you ever hear of pass?
The pasture? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That's the same thing as the
same thing.
Do you ever hear of a fenced in place, a sort of a makeshift fenced in place out in the pasture where you could shut the cows up for milking?
Well, we had a certain place our milk cow would graze for the simple reason the taste of our milk. If they graze the wrong kind of grass or what have you, then your milk would be bitter, one way or the other. Mm-hmm. You could always tell when they got the wrong, when they eat the wrong, mostly it was what we call pusley.
What's that?
That's a weed like. If you, once you plant a crop, your garden goes down.